The UDL guidelines are guides for us to consider as we're developing lessons, our goals, our assessments, thinking of materials, and they should be used as really guides. And so we want to be sure that we're considering things like learner agency or learner voice, or the type of material that we are using, the type of methods. We want to consider how students are interacting or engaging with the material. We want to see how students are able to understand the material, how they're engaged in the material, or how they're able to strategize the information that's presented to them. So the guidelines are structured within the principles to help provide options for our students so that they get access, but it's for teachers to help guide them as they're creating these things so that more students develop agency and more students are able to engage in the material that's being taught. And so we should definitely make sure that we're using them as guidelines and not as a checklist, because there's not a do this when this situation happens or do that when this situation happens. It's not a list that should say, okay, if I have all these boxes checked, that I am quote unquote doing UDL. It's really a mentality. It's really a way of thinking. It's really a set of guidelines to keep in the back of our minds as we're creating these activities for students, to make sure that there are options and to make sure that we're addressing the variability of students and learners in our classroom.